And, of course, we're at Russellville Office of Farm Credit Mid-America. Not often do you get a chance to talk to customers, but I love to hear from customers and partners here with Farm Credit Mid-America. J.K., John Keith Smith.
John Keith Smith, yes, sir.
And just have it's kind of one of these weird things. I was walking out to get my other set of headphones because, you know, my big headphones and my hat don't go along really well, and right. So you got to look right, you know.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. Appearance is 100% of the game,
especially when you're on the radio, because everybody can see you on the radio, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You've got a good radio voice, brother. You got a great radio.
My hair looks terrible today, John.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I'm like, it's definitely a hat day. I started with a tractor drive over in Tree County early this morning, so it's been a fun day. I love a tractor drive. But tell us a little bit about you and your farming operation.
So I started farming right out of college in 2015. I run 600 acres, and I run an aerial application service as well.
First-time farmer? Are you a long tradition in farming or what?
My family's always farmed.
Well, the aerial application, tell me about that.
So that's I'm the first one to fly a plane in the family, and the first one crazy enough to crop dust in the family too. So I've been doing that since 2021.
Nice. So what got you into the crop dusting area?
I've always been interested in aviation, and of course I'm interested in farming, and there was a wide gap in service with that industry, and so I really wanted to bring that service to the local area.
And it's so important because it allows farmers to get something done that otherwise you might have to try to get somebody from out of town or out of the state.
Absolutely. And the crazy thing is, since I started my business, we start spraying in Burlington, Colorado, end up in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So there's a huge gap not only here, but there's a huge gap in need for the pilots to do that job across the United States.
What are you typically spraying in your operation?
Corn, soybeans, wheat, tobacco. In North Carolina, we spray cotton and potatoes. And predominantly in Kansas, we're spraying wheat. So,
interesting. Yeah. So, obviously, and now I have to admit, John, or JK, I said, however you want me to call you.
Either way,
I am a fan of flying. I love to fly. I could fly somewhere every week if I had the time. But and it's fun to do that. But so, obviously, what a neat business. Did Farm Credit help you get started in that?
Absolutely. Matt Jolly and I got together in 2021, and I told him I wanted to buy an airplane, and he said, "I've never done that before, but let's go." And so that's really the flexibility that Farm Credit has with their customers. You know, if you've got a business idea and it makes sense, they're willing to get behind you.
I think it's fantastic. And that's what Farm Credit, you hear them say a lot, to help you live your dream. And that's obviously two things, farming and your love of agriculture and your love of flying, come together and do that. So
yep. In this world and environment, you've got to have the full package. You've got to have people behind you to get your business going. You've got to have people beside you, family, to support you. And so, you know, Farm Credit really gets with you, and they become a part of your family after it's all said and done.
Have you ever taken Matt up in the airplane with you?
Never. Yeah, he wants to go. He's dying to go. I can really tell.
He's shaking his head back here, so I think you need to get him up in there.
I think today's a good day.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's go.
so what do you love about it? Just being able to take care of customers or what?
So the farming economy here is really, really tough. It's hard for new guys to expand. So the satisfaction I get being an aerial applicator is not, it has nothing to do with, you know, taking over the world or, you know, it's being a servant to the community and to the farmer. And I take so much pride in being able to provide a quality and efficient and timely, cost-effective service to my customers. I take so much pride in being able to serve these guys that it's unreal. I like it better than farming, honestly. Yeah, I take a lot of pride in it.
You meet a lot of great farmers. You said you travel all across the country doing this. Meet a lot of great farmers that way.
Absolutely. I talk to guys weekly across the United States that just want to call and catch up.
It's great. So obviously, see a variety of agriculture too. If you're spraying everything from corn, soybeans, tobacco to cotton.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I live once in a lifetime experiences daily with flying, and the people that I meet are wonderful. And it's been a great blessing to me.
What's the most interesting thing, your interesting spray project you had? So, and what are some of your big challenges out there?
Oh, man. We do a lot of aquatic spraying for the Missouri Department of Agriculture. That's so right. Lily pads are a big problem on a lot of their wildlife reserves. You know, it chokes out the oxygen in the fish. So we do a lot of lily pad spraying, and that's kind of a neat thing to do. And potatoes are a very time-consuming job. It's a lot of work, you know, so that's always fun, too.
I just planted a row of potatoes last week in my garden. I don't down need any application, but, hey, yeah. It made one pass across my garden would take care of it all.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's interesting, though. So, obviously, you travel all across the country to do this. You talk about the farm here at home, about 600 acres you said you're running. What do you farm on the farm?
So I'm farming corn, soybeans, and wheat. The biggest chunk of my acres are actually family farm. They were my great uncle, John and Evelyn Pettigo, okay, right. A great aunt and uncle. And so I'm farming the family farm and really carrying on their name. And then my mother has some farm ground that I rent from her. And, you know, so, you know, we're pretty diverse. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I'm not going to say crazy diverse, but it's neat to go and work with my family. You know, my wife helps me full time. Right. And we've got one other full-time employee that helps, and then myself. So, you know, we're a family farm. You know, it's not, you know, we really take care of the land in a way that I think is sustainable. But, you know, sustainable, and we're raising a family on the farm. So that's a big deal for me. And
absolutely.
And so
it's more than just farming a little ground for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Watching my son you know, be raised on the farm is a big deal. And my great aunt and uncle, they never had kids, and I think they would be very proud of what we're doing on their farm.
I think it's fantastic. Nothing like keeping that land and transferring it to the next generation, is it?
Exactly. I take a lot of pride in everything that we do. So
we talked about the crew here, but obviously Matt's great to you, but a lot of great support here too.
Absolutely. Matt, you know, Jennifer, the Abby's in the office. Oh, yeah. And there's two Abby's in the office. And you know, when I got started with Farm Credit, I was doing all my farm loans through the FSA office.
Okay, right.
And there was a ton of lag between starting a new loan and, you know, and finishing the old one. And there could be a 2 or 3 month gap between restarting a loan. Mm-hmm. In that 2 or 3 month gap, we needed to buy inputs. We needed to get going. And we needed the capital for that. So I come to Farm Credit and I said, hey, I need help. We got to get this ball going. And they took care of me, and I've been here ever since.
That's fantastic.
So they're a great group of people to work with.
Fantastic. John, thank you for sharing your story. Absolutely. With us today. JK, John Smith here with us, and aerial applicator. I love it. And if you ever need it now, I'd love to come fly with you sometime.
Absolutely.
But don't scare the daylights out of me, please.
No. I won't do that. Crazy thing is I'm scared of heights. Scared to death.
But oh, really?
Yeah, scared to death of heights. But I'll we'll get in the plane and go. And typically, most people aren't interested in getting killed. You know, so
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to do anything that would hurt me.
So. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding with you. I trust you.
No.
I trust you. If these guys trust you, I'd certainly trust you, because obviously it takes a skilled pilot to be able to do something like that. Good luck with your business. Hope it continues to go well for you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for visiting with us. I think it's fantastic. Living his dream with the courtesy and the help of Farm Credit Mid-America. We're at the Russell office of Farm Credit Mid-America. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.